страницы 888-889. 1. Прослушайте и прочитайте вслух предложение.
1. I'd rather reserve accommodation in a quiet place. 2. I'd rather leave it all to the travel agency. 3. I'd rather check out in the morning. 4. I'd rather check out a bit earlier than stay in the hotel till evening. 5. I'd rather check all the figures again than make a mistake. 6. I'd rather check it all myself than worry. 7. Shall we go by train? Well, I'd rather go by car.
Страницы 889-890. 3. Прослушайте и прочитайте вслух диалоги.
1. Booking airline tickets by telephone.
Good morning, can I help you?
I'd like to reserve a seat on a morning flight to Seattle next Wednesday.
I can offer you two flights at 7:30 a.m. and 10 a.m. Which would you prefer?
I'd rather go by the 7:30.
First class or economy?
Economy, please.
Okay. Anything else?
When is the plane due in Seattle?
At 12:30. There are no delays as a rule. Your name, address and telephone number, please.
Gives the information required.
We'll deliver the ticket 2 days before your departure. Thank you for calling us.
2. Booking a seat at a booking office in London.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to book a seat on an afternoon train to Glasgow.
Single or return?
Return, please.
That would be £57, sir.
There you are.
Thank you. Your train leaves at 2:25 from Platform 6.
Страницы 890-891. 4. Прослушайте и прочитайте вслух предложение.
1. The plane landed after an hour's delay. 2. I hope there won't be another delay. 3. There was a delay in delivery. 4. I prefer to make arrangements with a travel agency rather than see to booking tickets and reserving hotel accommodation myself. 5. Which platform does the train leave from? 6. What time does the train arrive? 7. What time is the train due in London? 8. We got to the station half an hour before their arrival. 9. I'd rather get to the airport in good time before the departure. 10. The ship arrived at the port with 2 hours delay. 11. We're all looking forward to your arrival in Moscow. 12. All the signatures were collected without delay.
Страница 892. 1. Прослушайте и прочитайте вслух предложение.
1. You'd better make a reservation before it's too late. 2. You'd better hurry up, you may be late. 3. You better have all the documents signed without delay. 4. I'm not 100% sure it's the right thing to do, so I better keep quiet about it. 5. He'd better book any accommodation available before it's too late. 6. You better leave your luggage in the left luggage office. 7. You better have tickets delivered at your place. 8. You better not insist if you don't find it absolute necessary. 9. She'd better book a return ticket. 10. You'd better not book a room facing the street.
Страница 894. 1. Прослушайте и прочитайте вслух предложение.
1. She's used to looking after little children. 2. I can't get used to this terrible noise. 3. I don't mind getting up early. I'm used to it. 4. People get used to living in better conditions very easily. 5. She's used to dealing with very difficult matters. 6. When you get used to the cold weather in this country, you'll even enjoy it. 7. This is the kind of work I'm accustomed to.
Страницы 895-896.
Topic for discussion. Travelling by air. The rules for passengers who are going abroad are similar in most countries, but sometimes there might be a slight difference in formalities. If, for instance, you are supposed to begin with going through customs, you'd better fill in the customs declaration before you talk to the customs officer. An experienced customs officer usually smells a smuggler, but he may ask any passenger routine questions, for instance. Have you got anything to declare? Or any spirits, tobacco, presents? The usual answer would be, yes, I've got some valuables, but I've put them all down in the declaration. Or I've got 2 blocks of cigarettes for my own use, or something of that kind. Then you go to the check-in counter, where your ticket is looked at. Your things are weighed and labelled. A claim check for each piece of luggage is inserted in the ticket, and you are given a boarding pass, which has a seat number on it. Of course, if your luggage weighs more than 20 kilos, you have to pay extra. The next formality is filling in the immigration form and going through passport control. The form has to be filled in block capitals. You write your name, nationality, permanent address, and the purpose of your trip. In most countries, there's also a security check when your carry-on luggage is inspected. This is an anti-hijacking measure, and anything that might be dangerous or disturbing to other passengers must be handed in to one of the crew and only returned to the owner after the plane has reached its destination. After fulfilling all these formalities, you go to the departure lounge, where you can have a snack, read a paper, buy something in the duty-free shop, and wait for the announcement to board the plane. Some of these formalities are repeated when you arrive at your destination. The customs declaration and the immigration form are often filled in on board the plane. At the airport, you may be met by a specially trained dog who will make sure that you are not carrying drugs. And the immigration officer might want to know at whose invitation you are coming and whether you have a return ticket. There is another inconvenience you have to be prepared for when travelling long distances by plane. It's the jet lag, a difference between the time you are accustomed to and the new time. At first, you won't be feeling very well because of it, but don't worry, it won't take you long to get used to it.